Please listen carefully.
Well, hello world. Welcome to the Optimist Daily Update. I'm Christy Jansen.
And I'm Summers McKay.
And we're part of the team behind Optimist Daily, making solutions the news. We bring you reader-funded positive news stories every day in order to change the tenor of news media and the direction of your day to one focused on solutions.
Every weekday, we publish 10 stories written by award-winning journalists and delivered online to your inbox and through our social channels. And now, as you may have figured out, we are sharing these solutions in a commute-worthy, walk-worthy, and home office-worthy podcast.
So by subscribing, listening to, and reading and sharing The Optimist Daily, you are on the front lines of action-oriented steps towards solving our world's biggest problems. First you, and then 100,000, and then 100 million people focused on solutions will change the world for good.
Today is Friday. Thank God it's Friday. Today is Friday, March 27th, 2020.
And here are today's top solutions.
Scientists studying COVID-19 say a single vaccine could wipe out the virus in today's health section of the Optimist Daily. The sudden arrival of the coronavirus had scientists scrambling to study and understand the virus as quickly as possible. The good news is their research tells us that when a vaccine for the virus does arrive, it will likely be wiped out for good. That's because the novel coronavirus, which causes COVID-19, has a genetic code that does not appear to be mutating quickly. Peter Thielen, a molecular geneticist at the Johns Hopkins University Applied Physics Laboratory, told the Washington Post, "There are only about 4 to 10 genetic differences between the strains infecting people in the U.S. and the virus that emerged in Wuhan, China. That's a relatively small number of mutations for having passed through a large number of people." Thielen compared the eventual vaccine to those used for illnesses such as chickenpox and measles, which generally immunize patients long-term. In contrast, the common flu constantly mutates, meaning a new vaccine has to be deployed every year. At the moment, there are many possible vaccines being developed that are showing potential. We'll surely be keeping you up to date on their developments.
Well, this is hopeful, Summers. I mean, it's still early days, but I think it's good to think about how we might be coming out of this at some point in the future once we actually do figure out how to vaccinate against this particular novel coronavirus.
Really nice to end the week with some positive. There is more hope and we know it's coming.
Absolutely. All right, well, our next story is about the United Kingdom. And in the United Kingdom, they're launching a fund for innovations to support vulnerable people who are homebound. This is in the innovation section of the Optimist Daily. Staying at home and avoiding physical contact with others is absolutely necessary to ensure the safety of everyone, especially those who are elderly and with underlying health conditions. But these vulnerable people are also the ones who need the most support during this time of difficulty. With that in mind, the UK's National Health Service, or NHS, has put a call out to find and fund innovators who can discover digital ways to help people in need during this coronavirus outbreak. Named Tech Force 19, the competition is looking for technology-based solutions to support communities looking after isolated and vulnerable people who may be most affected by having to remain housebound for long periods of time. As many as 20 entrants will receive £25,000 from the government to test their solutions, which could include providing remote social care from qualified carers, developing tools that find out where support is needed at the most, and helping people take care of both their physical and mental health needs. And Summers, I think this is an interesting one. I have a couple of older friends in town, and I've been doing things like going and buying them groceries or things from the pharmacy that they need, because they haven't left their homes now for several weeks. That includes my mother and the people that she's living with and another set of elderly friends that I have. So I think coming up with other ways to support people who are really homebound, who really do need to completely self-isolate, whether because they're sick or because they're at risk, is wonderful.
Yeah, I like that it's looking at it from a holistic standpoint. You know, we can do our deliveries and be as much service that we can as possible to our friends and family, but there is a deeper level of caretaking and of need. And I love that this prize is going to push people to think a little deeper about the mental and physical health, not just basic needs, but how do we really take care of them on a deeper level? And yeah. I'm pretty excited on that front.
Yeah. And also, I mean, this is an issue right now, but it's an issue that's been going on even before for people who were homebound for other reasons. This could end up being a, a bigger solution in the end.
In also good work, in the business section of the Optimist Daily, Ford is using its facilities to design and produce vital medical equipment. As we face the coronavirus, a primary concern for citizens, officials, and healthcare workers is a shortage of supplies to treat large numbers of patients. Ford is shifting its production lines from vehicles to ventilators and using its manufacturing sites to produce critical medical supplies. Ford is partnering with 3M and GE Healthcare to use its workforce and 3D printing capabilities to produce supplies. Engineers worked with Ford's current materials to create a model for purifying respirators that could be produced in their facilities. Using available components such as 3M HEPA filters and portable tool batteries, they have created a viable respirator design, and their production has helped increase 3M's production capacity by tenfold. Ford is also designing protective face shields, which are used in conjunction with N95 respirators to protect the eyes and face from contact with liquids. After perfecting the design, Ford plans to increase manufacturing to 100,000 shields per week. Other projects include the creation of a ventilator that could be produced in their facilities and the production of parts and components that go into building more complex medical equipment elsewhere. Both General Motors and Fiat Chrysler have announced plans to take up similar production shifts this week as well. The equipment will go to the police, EMTs, firefighters, and hospitals and clinic workers in the United States, Canada, and Mexico, who are working every day to treat and prevent the spread of the novel coronavirus. This collaboration between the car and medical supply industry is a great solution for meeting the rising needs of the medical community to protect our communities and help boost economic industries that would otherwise be out of work in this difficult time.
Absolutely. All right, well, our next story is actually from the environment section, taking a step away from the COVID-19 and the coronavirus. The headline is, the Southern Jet Stream is moving back to normal thanks to global efforts. Have you ever heard of the Southern Jet Stream? It's a powerful wind that shapes weather patterns and ocean currents in the Southern Hemisphere, particularly in the summer. And up until about 2000, it had been shifting from its usual course and moving southwards towards the Antarctic at a rate of 1 degree of latitude every decade, affecting storm tracks and rainfall over South America, East Africa, and Australia. Previous research has shown that this was primarily driven by the depletion of the ozone layer by man-made chemical compounds such as chlorofluorocarbons, hydrochlorofluorocarbons, that are found in fridges and aerosols and other industrial processes. These chemicals, which were used in vast quantities until they started to be phased out under the United Nations 1987 Montreal Protocol, had thinned the ozone layer, causing a widening hole high above the South Pole that affected weather patterns. But according to a new paper, the Montreal Protocol made a huge impact. Not only has it allowed the ozone to repair itself, but also helping to return the Southern Jet Stream to a normal state after decades of human-caused disruption. The new paper, published in the journal Nature, shows that the Montreal Protocol has paused the southward movement of the jet stream since the turn of the century, and may even be starting to reverse it as the ozone hole begins to close. Last September, satellite images revealed the ozone hole annual peak had shrunk to 16.4 million square kilometers, the smallest extent since 1982. It's a success story in international cooperation and should motivate us further as we fight to spare the planet from the climate crisis.
I am very excited by today's news, actually, Christy. Just sitting here with you and reading this and recording this has already brightened my morning. I'm feeling pretty good about Friday, and this next story makes me feel even better. People are adopting a record number of foster animals to cope with isolation. From the ideas section of the Optimist Daily. As people are urged to isolate themselves to help stem the spread of the virus, many are seeking to adopt cats and dogs to keep them company. In fact, shelters across the United States are actually running out of dogs to foster as the number of applications has skyrocketed in the past weeks. That's right. In the New York City area, the epicenter of the outbreak, animal shelters are reporting that they are either all out or almost out of cats and dogs after a surge in applications of as much as tenfold. Ordered to shelter in place, And both a little bored and a lot anxious, New Yorkers apparently see the four-legged friends as a way to calm frayed nerves. But New York is not the only city seeing a record number of animals getting a home. The Animal Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals said its Los Angeles office saw a 70% increase in animals going into foster care. And nonprofit Best Friends said many of the shelters it partners with across the U.S. report the same heartwarming phenomenon with people showing up in droves to foster. Now, I read, you guys may hear my animals in the background making noise, as they have decided when we record the Optimist Daily Update, it's their time to party. But I did read a comment on social media yesterday that said, what happens to these animals after they'll all be returned to the shelters? And while that is true, in some cases, families will take these animals and keep them. And it is really exciting. So both fostering and adopting are great ideas right now. And there is nothing quite as joyous as the smile from a happy dog who is just grateful to see you. How's Tucker doing today, Christy?
He's doing wonderful. He's sitting right out. I've bandaged him to the hallway while we're recording this. He makes those snorty noises sometimes, but it is great. Something to keep our eyes open to is that as people find themselves in economic distress, we just have to find ways to support the pets that they may have to care for as well. So maybe there's things we can look out for, solutions to address that in the coming times.
Yeah, with this big expansion of adoption and fostering, there's also an expansion of financial commitment. So let's call out to the industries that can help identify ways and solutions to make owning a pet be more financially feasible so that you can get the joy without having quite the encumbrance financially.
I think that's a good idea. All right. Well, thank you so much for listening to the Optimist Daily Update. We promise to continue to share positive, solution-based stories with ideas on how you can participate in this changing world and ensure it is changed for the good. We promise to cover the current events with accuracy, legitimate sources, and to offer you the information needed most to chart new paths for all of us.
Please consider becoming an emissary on theoptimistdaily.com. These are our paid subscribers, and while the content is free for all, our paid subscribers, for just $5 a month, support reader-funded, independent journalism. Be part of the solution, changing consciousness and addressing our world's biggest challenges with a problem-solving mindset.
Thank you, Summers. Thanks, the world.
Have a great weekend, everybody.